Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hi. Welcome to the Living in Las Vegas on the Vegas Video Network. I am your humble host, and joining me, stand by. No. The originator, well, actually, the man I'm married to, the originator of the term naughty jelly sweet. Ladies and gentlemen, a huge round of applause for Neil Mitchell, everybody.
Right to me.
Okay. That was part of the Jubilee.
Happened last weekend.
Right, good that you were there.
Yeah, I'd rather be.
It was good. It was cold and chilly.
Warm
and
sure. It is.
And loving.
It is.
Like, want to hold hands?
Nope.
Good. also, just real quickly on the staff, of course, we're changing things up here. No one's afraid here at the Vegas Video Network. Who's doing the TriCaster? What? We got Smackin' Sammy over there. Yo! And doing the big old live chat. We got Pippin' Way. There he is. I think he's chained glasses again, the crazy bastard. It's hard to keep up. Thanks to LASIK in Nevada. And we have a new sponsor. Very proud to have Bread and Butter working with us. Bread and Butter is probably one of the grooviest of all the bakeries in the world. Chris Heron runs it. One of the nicest guys ever. He's brought yummy treats to us. He's one of those crazy entrepreneurs. Dig his vibe. He's one of those guys that, you know what, I think I'll do a 90% off discount. Like, he goes, it's not a real promotion unless it hurts. Okay, that seems like that would hurt. Cool. And he's a great guy, so we like having Bread and Butter with us. Today, a couple things. First of all, I'm going to share with you the best blender in the world. Tested, 20 people who could barely see based upon the blender's work. I'm going to show you the blender that does it. I'm also going to show you a really cool drink that we discovered at a place that you probably wouldn't expect a cool drink. We're going to share that with you. Then I've got a world traveler here with me. Wait, hold on. Is he here still? Yes, he's still here. There he is again. Hello. And I'm going to ask the world traveler, he who is Neil, the top three reasons why he comes to Las Vegas. What is it about the Las Vegas that brings you back and forth? And then, what are the things that you think are kind of crappy? The things that you would change if it were up to you. If you were Mr. Vegas, what would you change, for example? And then we'll wrap up with an email that's actually a callback to one of our other guests here on the show. But before we say anything, hello to the most beautiful live studio audience in the world. And of course, hello to the coolest live chat in the world. Okay, let's start a drinking. Okay. So we had the Whitney Villa pool party. And somebody, we call him Pimpin' Wayne. You love him. Holy crap, we've got a minute. We're going to go quickly on this. I got to show you this because it's the best. This blender. Okay, so we like to make margaritas. And so I brought this thing. And this is the Margaritaville margarita. Let's go to camera two. I'll put it in there. Did you fix that? There we go. So look at this. This is a Margaritaville blender. Hi, I'm Scott. And when I have a party, I use a Margaritaville blender. I start by putting ice in the top. And then what I do is I put about 3 drinks worth of alcohol here. And then I press this little green button here. And this thing shaves the ice and pours shaved ice in there. And then it blends it around and it stops. You go, we're ready to go. And then it blends it one more time. And then you pour it out and you'd make it drink and it's good. And you can buy a Tahiti version with a whole bunch more of these. But that's for this show. Okay, so we're gonna come back and talk about what a world traveler likes and dislikes about Vegas. And I'm gonna have a drink. Oh, Christ.
You know, one of the things I like best about the Vegas Video Network are the people. There are no divas here. Everyone is exactly the same off camera as they are on.
Hey, guys, what's Cocktail of the Week this week?
You know what? I'll let you know what it is when it's time for you to know what it is. Why don't you get off the stage and get back in your production hole? Oh, my God. You know what? And tell Cheap Ass Whitney to get us some decent brand liquor. This hobo off-ramp crap ain't cutting it. God, idiots.
Totally.
Come on. Come on, I need more time. Anyway, we're back. Okay, I got to show you another picture real fast. I promised you I'm going to do it. Really cool drink that we saw at Chili's. Speaking of margaritas, I wanted just to take a picture of that. Look at that. So it's a margarita with a beer tipped over that autofills as you drink it.
It's a Corona-rita.
It's a Corona-rita.
That's
pretty cool.
It's pretty clever. There are some flaws with the design, but I just thought it was a good picture. Mm. So go there and buy that, and then you can buy this thing, which you can't see anymore. By the way, they have a Tahiti version. Oh, this is $200, this version here that you can't see anymore. But if it's not enough, you can buy a $500 version that has 3 blenders, 3 of these, side by side by side. Cool. Melissa said, do we need 3 blenders or just 2? Okay.
I had to go with 1. Business is slow. We're in a recession.
Right. And by the way, I want to publicly, again, I think it's appropriate to thank Wayne for the gift. Thank you,
Wayne.
Oh,
that was good of him. That was good of him.
So
he said you can take that home today.
I thought I heard him say that.
That's fantastic.
Wayne?
Well, good guy.
Thank you, Wayne.
Well, good guy.
So let's talk a little bit about Vegas and from an outsider's perspective a bit. Now, Neil, you have visited Vegas how many times in your young life?
Probably 15, 20 or more. I don't
know. A lot.
A lot, yeah.
And when you stay not for days, but a couple of weeks at a time.
Yeah. So I think the minimum amount of time we've been in Vegas was on our honeymoon, where we were due to be here for 3 days. Hmm. I cut out some of the more tedious elements of the honeymoon trip, which would be looking at scenery and all that kind of stuff. Cut that out so we could get to Vegas earlier.
Good.
But other than that, it's minimum a week, normally a couple, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And what's fascinating is, you know, I'll talk to Neil and we'll be talking about Vegas stuff and Vegas, or Neil will say, and this is this. And I'll be like, well, I didn't know that. Did you know about this? No. Don't you do a show about Vegas? Not anymore. So I thought we should find out what are the top coolest things, favorite things, things that drive you to Vegas. So number three.
I was going to start at 1. Right. What I'll do is I'll start at 1.
Okay.
Pretend it's 3.
So are they in order? A particular order?
Not really. No.
Okay. Then number 1.
So the first thing is probably more an issue with people in the UK when they say, oh, you're off on vacation, where are you going? And I say, we're going to Vegas. All you can do in Vegas is gamble. Why do you want to go there every year and do the same thing? And so the first thing is the best bars, the best restaurants, the best shows. So I could have easily said those were the 3
right
things. But and I think that from a UK perspective, they see Vegas as Blackpool in the desert. Now, if you're in the US, you don't know what Blackpool is, but if you just Google and look at photos of Blackpool, that's what they think it is. But actually here, you've got the very, very best restaurants.
Right.
So if you like eating properly, this place to be. If you like cool bars, I don't like clubs, I like being in more lounges.
Yep.
Brilliant. Got all that as well. And the shows, well, the funny thing with the shows is we've kind of exhausted the shows now, but you've got, you know, multiple Cirque shows and every other kind of show you would ever wish to see. And the best shows of our lives we've seen in Vegas. So that's the top one.
Why is it that you think they don't recognize that, the folks in say, or Europe or UK particularly, I mean, whichever you prefer, but why do you think they just think it's a gambling play? Is that an advertising problem on our part?
It could well be. I think that people Unless they're great fans of Vegas, they're not really going to investigate what's beyond beyond that. And it's interesting when talking to people in Europe about visiting Vegas, and that you stay in a hotel, but in fact you spend the majority of the time in other hotels.
Right.
Whereas normally, where, you know, when you're on vacation, you don't say, well, let's go to the Hampton Inn down the road and sit in their bar.
Right.
So it's difficult to understand the logic of going to different hotels experiencing it.
Number two.
Number two would be that it is kind of budget independent. So there have been times when, certainly in the earlier days we came here, we would look at doing things a bit on a budget. So, you know, we'd look at slightly cheap. So we stayed at Excalibur. We've stayed at the Golden Nugget. We stayed at Main Street Station. And we've also stayed at the other end of the scale. And so, again, people in the UK say, we can afford to do Vegas. Well, anyone can afford to do Vegas because you can either go to the best restaurants, see the top price shows and the best seats, or you can go and see free shows, or you can go to and go to McDonald's and Panda Express. You can do whatever you want to do. So that's another good thing. It's independent, price independent.
Got it. Finally, we got about a minute left in this segment. Number three.
Third one is it's a true adult location. So the strap line of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, absolutely true. And you see things in Vegas you wouldn't see anywhere else. And the fact that you can turn up to somewhere on the strip and buy a big gallon of alcohol and walk down the strip drinking it, whereas in the UK the police would pull you over and you'd be in jail.
Right.
So it being that true adult place where anything goes is just great.
Awesome. I think there's probably one other reason. We've got 20 seconds. I'm going to show you a video as we come out of this. We're going to do it. We're going to try it. I don't think it goes for 15 seconds. Shoot it. This is what I think is one of the best things about Vegas from a UK perspective. Yeah, ride that pony, baby. Here it goes. Uh-oh. What? Oh, wait. What? Bye. We'll be right back.
Oh.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Yeah, so anyways...
this was when we were in Gilly's last week.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, would you? Okay, back to us. So what's interesting is that segues into the worst things about Vegas. Now, for her, that might have been the worst. For many of us, it was quite excellent. Back to Neil. Stand by. Music. Gave him a little ta-da there with the help. All right, so we talked about, actually, by the way, very proud of your top three.
Did you want to describe that for the podcast folks at all?
Which part?
The video?
Probably not.
Okay.
That's probably one of those things that, for instance, if you're watching us on KSHP, you or listening to us on KSHP, AM 1400, you should probably log into the old website.
It's worth a view.
And by the way, real quick, if you do want to reach out to us, you can do it by email at honorq@livinginlv.com. Excuse me. You want to leave a voicemail? Oh, first burp like that. Oh, that was a good one, that second one. It was a mixer. I don't know what happened. And you just click the little tab on the side. You get that little deal that says start recording. You're ready to go. And, of course, if you want to join us live, you can do so. And if you've missed us, don't worry about that. You can get us on Vegas Video Network, iTunes, Roku, YouTube, and as the aforementioned, KSHP. All right, so we talked about your three favorite good things. How about the three things that you're like, that could be better?
Yeah, so...
Number one.
So some of these, it's not going to be easy for Mr. Vegas to fix.
Mm.
First one's the weather.
Wait a minute.
So let me finish, because I think, that's good. I like that. So I think that Las Vegas is kind of upside down, topsy-turvy world, where when I'm at home, and we're in a nice warm house or a warm restaurant or whatever, when you leave that, the default thing you do is you put your jacket on and go in to the chilled air of the evening. Here, you're in a chilly building, and then you go outside and have to start throwing your clothes off, which I guess could be one of the good things of Vegas. I'm not sure about that.
Okay, so I think that what we should do for your bad things, and I appreciate you putting this thought into it, good. We're just going to have to go to the judge on that. And what do we think about that?
Tomahawk said no.
All right, so let's try another one.
Okay.
Your next bad thing.
Okay, so this may be because I come from a different country. So I do. So when we come here, I have to get dollars. Now, to me, dollars isn't real money. To me, dollars is gambling tokens, vouchers, if you will. So when you go to a card table, to a blackjack table, to a slot machine, and put these vouchers in, they're just vouchers, and they can disappear in seconds. Now, if I was at home and I put £20 into a machine, I'd say, that £20, I could have bought a tin of paint with that. I want that
so
back.
Wait, are you complaining about the vouchers?
I'm complaining about the vouchers.
Yeah, I
because
get that.
Because the money can just flow out of your pocket because it's not real.
Hey, over here in the technical area, Neil, we're running a little low on vouchers. So before you take off, you got some vouchers in your pocket, you just want to leave.
You leave a voucher, we will turn that into cash for you.
Towards the end of this vacation, we are slightly low on vouchers. So thanks, Wayne, but it's not going
to
work.
That's interesting.
For us.
I get that. That's similar to the complaint that was big for a while, which was you don't hear the change, chinkly, chinkly, chinkly,
yeah,
in the machines. Okay, and your third issue.
The third thing is all of the bloodsuckers around Vegas that try and suck your time and money and just really piss you off. So basically, the porn slappers, although I've got a funny story on the porn slappers.
We have 2 minutes. Let's hear it.
Okay, well, I'll do it really quick. So my dad came here a couple of years ago.
Right.
He's got no interest in the product that they're distributing, but he found it great fun picking up all these things. Anytime he's offered it, he's picking it up. He's throwing it in his pocket. And he's got probably 50 of these cards. We're walking through a casino one day, and he reaches for his wallet, and he pulls it out in the middle of the casino, and all these cards are on the floor, and he's quickly trying to pick them all up. So that was quite good fun. But there's also you walk in. Do you want to see a show? I might want to see a show, but I don't want to talk to you for half an hour about whatever it is you're selling. So not interested in that. How to steam some clothing. I don't come to Vegas to learn how to steam clothing.
Is it like that? Remember that thing, the dress? Let me show you how I can put this dress on 40 different
how
ways.
How to put the dress on 50 ways.
Right.
A, I don't wear a dress. And B, I'm not interested. If I wanted that, I'd go somewhere in the UK and get that. I don't come here for that. And a moisturizer. They have magic moisturizer that they desperately want to put on your hand.
It's hot here. You just got that complaining about how hot it was. We're worried about you.
Oh, thank you.
We care.
I bring moisturizer with me. You sell that in the UK, you know.
With your vouchers, you could buy a moisturizer, I'm thinking. Yes. How much is that? I've got a voucher from Excalibur. Can I get some of that goo? Please help a brother out. Okay. So more positive than negative. That's why
you're
coming back, right? Nothing so horrendous that you will never come back again, other than perhaps the Whitney's.
Sarah's concerned that people get shot in the car park of the Palms. but apart from that, nothing else that really worries us. We don't generally go to the Palms very often because she doesn't want to be shot and bundled in the boot of a car.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So we're going to come back to our final episode where we tell you how to avoid being shot and put in a boot in a car. This is Living in Las Vegas, Vegas Video Network.
This is David Ivey from Pub Crawl. It's funny because this is David from. You should just leave it on. Hi, I'm David Ivey from Pub Crawl, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And scene.
So this is a part of the show where we read emails from folks, and I thought it would be nice for Neil to read it. And I said, during the break, I said, are you up for reading this? He goes, yeah. Is it in English? Almost always.
Not the Queen's, but.
Right. We spell favor correctly. So again, men write it. I usually read it. Women write it. Melissa usually reads it. But today it's a man who's writing it, and a world traveler will read it. This is from Curtis, ladies and gentlemen, the vocal stylings of Neil Mitchell.
Right, let's have a look. So, subject is, what was that place? So, Scott, Melissa, we're living in Las Vegas now, and we're still enjoying the show. You may recall, I wrote to you a couple of times when we lived in Georgia. My wife, Melissa, took a job at college in South Nevada in October, and I moved out with the kids in December. It's quite a rough initiation, though, as I lost my job on the way here. And after a few months, I'm working again remotely.
Yay.
Remotely working.
Which is what we used to, when we first moved here, Melissa did that. She worked remotely at a company.
Or it may be I'm remotely working.
Or she's remotely working.
Okay.
Again, the Queen's English changes that value, doesn't it?
Indeed.
And
we're settled in the Centennial Hills area.
Working.
And love it. We plan to go to one of your meetups at some point.
Hey.
Good.
Okay. I like that.
A while ago, you had a guy on your show that restored an old casino downtown in a very unique restaurant gathering place. I don't think it was even a casino. The guy on the show had been here in Las Vegas for a long time and had done a lot of development projects. Does this sound familiar? I wanted to go check it out, but I can't remember the name of the place. Thanks for your help. Thanks for all the great tips and laughs. Curtis Cooper.
Thank you, Curtis. An excellent email on his behalf. Well done. Again, the reading stylings of Neil Mitchell. The guy's name was Bob O'Neill. And his background, we did a whole show with him. He was kind of brought up in the whole early real estate world here in Las Vegas, worked with Steve Wynn for a while, was responsible or engaged with TI, with Mirage. He was at, I think it was Lady Luck, he ran Lady Luck for a while. He built Triple George, which is a restaurant down in downtown off of 3rd Street, Hogs and Heifer. He was responsible, I think, for that whole corridor there, 3rd Street corridor. And the restaurant, or the hotel, you're right, it's not a casino. It's called, they call it the Royal House. The sign says Royal Resort, but they're rebranding it Royal House. It's just next door to us. There it is right there. And the restaurant you're speaking of is that one right there. It's the Barrymore. And Melissa and I have talked about that restaurant separately. It is stunning. They've done a very good job there. And you know, I've seen kind of what the plan is for this whole area, what they're up to, and it's pretty neat stuff. I think they're doing good work. They're still, you know, they're kind of like little gun, we're all a bunch of little gunfighters on this street. We're all trying to do, you know, big stuff with minimal budgets, and they're doing great work. Bob's an interesting guy. And so that's it. You should go check them out. They're on, their address is 99 Convention Center Drive. It's right next to our studio. And again, it says Royal Resort on the outside, but they call themselves Royal House. They've got a good bar. The Barrymore Bar is good. The Barrymore restaurant's good. And then we actually spend a lot of our time at the other bar, which I think they call the Lounge. It might be on their website. I forget what it's called now. What are they calling it? All right. Oh, and that's the best game ever right there. That freaking, what's that game called? The shuffleboard. God, I got to get that game. Anyways, as I said, Bob's a good guy, so go check him out, support him. They're really working hard to drive both the local and a tourist play, which is tricky. And I think I wish them well and hope they do good stuff. Anyways, that's it. So that's it. A minute to go. Thank you very much, Neil, for being
Thanks,
here.
Scott. I think it was the other good thing about being here is people. You and Melissa, but everyone else here. We were at the pool party last weekend.
See? And that's because of Margaritaville.
Mm-hmm.
One blender is all it takes to bring people together. I'm like, who does that? Who brings people together? Martin Luther King.
Twitter?
Or Twitter. I'm like Twitter.
Gandhi.
Or Gandhi. Yep. I'm Gandhi. Or Mother Teresa. It's a disembodied voice. See, this is my life, by the way. Do you hear that voice? I hear that in my... Oh, you see her now, but I hear that voice all the time in my head. Anyways, thanks everybody for playing on. Again, thanks for Neil. Thanks to the crew. Thanks to the live audience. You guys are great. We'll see you guys next week on the Living in Las Vegas podcast. This is Vegas Video Network. Take care. Good night, everybody. And God bless America. Oh, here we go. Ticket.